Thank you, Kyle. Thanks, everybody. Right now, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, everyone. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Greg Lawton from Chesterbrook, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Greg. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks.
And what do you do there?
I'm a pediatrician.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah. Dealing with sick kids?
And the parents who bring them in, yeah.
Yeah. My kids, who I love, constantly...
Sure.
I just want to get that out there first. Constantly make me ill. I have been sick for the last month with colds that I got from my kids. Is there any way to stop that?
Well, you've got the kids, it's too late.
Really? Is there some sort of vacuum pack device I could, without harming them, of course, wrap them in plastic so they no longer infect me with their little viruses? They're not children, they're little petri dishes. It's terrible.
They are. The bubble wrap would be nice.
That's good. More comfortable for them.
And fun for everybody.
That's true. Yeah. Thanks for that advice, Doctor. Well, welcome.
It would
to
help if you didn't think about sex every 50 minutes.
Maybe you wouldn't have so many kids.
That's what gets everybody into trouble in the first place.
I know.
Right.
Fortunately for me, though.
Greg, it's nice to have you with us. Now, you're going to play the game in which you have to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Greg's topic?
The sequel Hollywood didn't anticipate.
The movies have the power to transport us to magical places, to take us on wild adventures, and to get us to pay $5 for a box of Milk Duds. But sometimes movies can affect our lives in real and not so pleasant ways. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of people's lives made more difficult as a result of a recent motion picture. Choose that true story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. First up, let us hear from Mr. Mo Rocca.
No put-upon assistant in The Devil Wears Prada endured the same ordeal as 22-year-old Manhattanite Lindsay Chapin. In September, Ms. Chapin headed to Honduras on a humanitarian mission with a backpack, the best of intentions, and a pair of Prada sandals. The movie had yet to open there, but the villagers of tiny San Andreas had seen the poster reading, El Diablo Viste de Prada. And they took it literally. Said Lindsay, quote, as soon as they saw my sandals, they started pointing and whispering. I thought, okay, they like them. They were super cute. I mean, green suede with retro chunky heels. Alas, the villagers were not impressed by the sandals. After examining her for warts, they shaved her head looking for horns. Finding none, they decided to dunk her in water. Quote, I knew that if I floated, they'd think I was a witch. So I stuffed my face with plantain so I'd sink. After determining she wasn't a witch, they let Lindsay go, but only after throwing her sandals into the mouth of a volcano. Lindsay is philosophical. Quote, next time I'll wear my Gucci slingbacks.
The Devil Wears Prada. For real. The next story of a Tinseltown ruining life on Main Street comes from Charlie Pierce.
A group of Florida magicians is suing the producers of The Illusionist, the drama starring Edward Norton, for revealing the secret behind a trick that they've been performing in their act for decades. The suit, which alleges actual damages, concerns an illusion by which an orange tree seems to rise from the top of a table. The secret behind the trick is revealed in the film. I can't believe they did this, said Elliot Selowitz, a.k.a. Selkirk the Silent, who's been performing the trick for 30 years. I'm too old a dog to learn new tricks.
A movie about magicians gets some real magicians mad. And your last story of a movie complicating real life comes from Amy Dickinson.
Everything is always Borat's fault. You know Borat. It's the fake documentary where a fake reporter named Borat from Kazakhstan tricks real Americans into revealing themselves to be gullible idiots. Well, when a real camera crew from the real Kazakhstan tried to make a real documentary about the November elections in Ohio, and when the cameraman's name happened to be not Borat, but Bolat, Americans showed those kooky Kazakhstanians just how ungullible and unidiotic we are. Officials from the Democratic and Republican parties and Americans everywhere assumed that the real camera crew was fake and attempted to turn them over to the State Department. The more the Bolat camera crew insisted that they were real, the less people believed them because of their funny accents, their facial hair, and besides, everybody knows that real people aren't interested in American politics. Just how dumb, gullible, and idiotic do they think we are?
Let's review from Mo Rocca, the story of posters for the movie The Devil Wears Prada, getting a real woman wearing real Prada shoes into trouble. In Central America, from Charlie Pierce, a bunch of magicians angry that their tricks have been given away by the movie The Illusionist. Or from Amy Dickinson, a group of real Kazakh journalists getting in trouble because people thought they were fake, just like that Borat fellow. Which of these is the real story of a movie having unforeseen effects on real life?
I think the Kazakhs in Ohio is the real one.
Really?
Why do you think that?
So many true elements. Ohio.
The way I read it.
No, it's true. Ohio does exist.
It does.
You're right. And that could be the key clue. All right. So your choice then is Amy Dickinson's story of some Kazakh journalists getting in trouble because of Borat. Well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to someone involved in this sad tale.
When I told them who I was and that I was accompanying a crew from Kazakhstan, there was just dead air at the other end of the line. And he said very skeptically, "Are you with Sacha Baron Cohen?"
That was Siri Nyrop, the freelance television producer who worked with the television crew from Kazakhstan. Congratulations, you got it right. I should say, of course, for the four people who don't know this anymore, that Sacha Baron Cohen is, of course, the British comedian who is Borat, who performs Borat. So you earned a point for Amy. You've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Very well done.
Wonderful. Thank you. This has been great fun. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.